Blog Talk Radio.
To the Head and Shaker Show, sponsored by Head and Shaker himself, man. That's just what that is. Smooth touch. I'm talking about smooth touch auto detailing, y'all. I'm talking about smooth touch home remodeling, y'all. Ozone landscaping. Say, man, we ain't playing no game. Smooth touch pressure washing. That's what it is, man. God is blessing on this end, man. Hey, man, y'all hold tight. Let me do what I do. It is what it is. Those of you want to come on in and listen in, you're more than welcome. I'm finna go in and talk to my daddy. Oh, gracious God, God, we want to thank you all today, oh, God. Thank you, God, for doing what you do. Thank you, God, for keeping us, leading us, and directing us, oh, God. Now, God, we want to thank you, God, like never before. God, you kept us on last weekend, oh, gracious God. As we do what we do, this thing called grudge racing, oh, gracious God. God, you didn't let any accidents happen, oh, gracious God. God, you let everybody walk back, God, to their previous destinations, oh, God. Even me, oh, gracious God. You kept me, God, as I do what I like to do, oh, gracious God. For that, God, I want to tell you thank you like never before. Keep on doing what you do. Keep a hedge of protection around me and my family and the grudge race community, oh, gracious God. God, we understand we may say and act out a different way than what we should. But God, just blame it on our minds and not on our hearts, so gracious God. And at the end of the day, we be oh so careful to give you all the grace, all the mercy, and all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. That's just what that is. Hey, man, appreciate y'all, man. Let me do that there. That's something I got to do, whether you're on the phone or not. If you don't like it, oh, well, you're bad. It is what it is. Oh, hey, the shaking, hey, they all that throwed off, y'all. Believe that. I know where mine comes from. Please believe me. I do know where that comes from. But say, man, we got a little something to top it up on tonight, man. Just before we go any further, I kind of got a feeling. I got a feeling you can hear me. But just in case, for somebody just raise your hand. If that's one time, just push the one button and take it down. Just to let me know, I ain't talking. Appreciate you. Good enough. And just to let me know, I ain't talking to myself. Thank you, sir. Now. Man, you know what? I really don't know where to start. First of all, let me start with this here. Before anybody, you know, and talking about it, I'm going to let you know about it. Old Hated Singer got his old tootie hole blown out, man. That's just what that is. Man, I win the battle, man. Look here, man. The old greedy man, I like the little old team, man. They good people, man. I mean, they got up there. Everybody said they was going to do what we said we was going to do. We was in the live, 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? I didn't hear no issues from that man. He didn't hear no issues from me. You understand me? I gave my money to the DP man. I'm almost certain he gave his to the DP man. I'm talking about the lockup money, that is. And y'all, at the end of the day, I end up going down with him. You know what I'm saying? I left on him, y'all. I fight y'all. I got up out of there. Oh, little greedy, he put a rope on me and said, get over here, boy. And that big block went around me, man, and tapped me on old tootie hoo. And that's just what that is, man. Old Greedy, hey, man, I'm going to tell you again. I know you probably heard it on previous shows, my brother, but I'm going to say it on the Hater Checker show. good race, good race, good race. And we will meet again. I will be back. I want revenge. Leave that. Yes, sir. We're going to do what we do, especially with this thing we call grudge racing, y'all. But hold up, man. I'm sure some more things y'all want to chop it up about. If y'all got some riches y'all want to talk about. I mean, we've been talking on previous shows. Don't get me wrong. But I've been listening to every show starting from Monday to Wednesday. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I heard a few things, but I didn't hear the things I needed to hear. You understand me? I heard other stuff. I mean, you know, let's get back to grudge racing and doing what we do best, y'all. Talking to noise. Let's talk the talk and walk the walk. You understand me? We kind of be getting sidetracked, you know, on this whole political drama, y'all, if you will. Y'all know where I'm going with that stuff. We trying to do something different and move around. We ain't trying to get in our feelings on this thing because let the truth be told, man, at the end of the day, man, you know, we know about housekeeping. We try to do what we do. You know, I get on here sometime and, you know, get caught up with this housekeeping thing. But at the end of the day, man, we grown men and grown women, man. You understand me? And can't nobody control this thing we call grudge racing. Man, this thing is rough around the edges, I promise you. I really don't even know of any structure that's with this thing, man. It's supposed to be, but guess what? I'm sorry to tell you, my brother, it ain't. And it is what it is. So hopefully, man, we can kind of put some type of little structure to it. So if y'all got a question, if y'all seen something I didn't see, man, push the one button. Because I missed a lot, man. You know, messing around with my car, you know what I'm saying, in the staging lanes and running back and forth. And, you know, I missed a lot. But, oh, I caught a lot, too. Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I heard. It's a whole lot of people got a chance to, you know, break some other folk hearts. You understand me? I'm sure they're going to come on here. And if you had a race and you won and you feel good about your win, hey, man, come on, push the one button. You had a race and you lost and you feel bad about your loss and you want to get back at them, push the one button. Because I ain't going to lie to you. I'm over here pushing the one button now, and I'm the host. So that's just what that is. But, man, definitely, y'all come on in. But I do have a little something to talk about, man. Just not now. I try to, you know. I'm lying. You know I'm going to cause some trouble, right? You do know that, right? I'm going to be missing. You do know that, right? But, I mean, it is what it is. But I got a question out there. Now, y'all help me out. I want to know. First question is, who was ducking who? Because I ain't talking about on the big side. Even on the little side, it was some folk ducking somebody. You know what I'm saying? On the little side, you know what I'm saying? On the little side. You know, it was some folk ducking somebody. It was some people ducking some people. I mean, on the big side, it was some people ducking some people. So, I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, hey, maybe y'all know something I don't. But y'all have old hating shit got filling me in on that little category, you understand me? And something else I want to talk about. Hey, man, do we need a thing called a contract when it comes to this grudge racing? I'm going to tell you where I'm going with that. Let me repeat it again for those of you who got, you know, little stuff caught in the ears. You know, you still, your motor and everything, it loud vibrating in the ears. Do we need a contract when it comes to locking in a race? I'm asking the question. I'm going to tell you why. Because we've been dependent on our DP men. We've been dependent on these shows. And y'all, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of this stuff ain't getting honored properly, man. You understand me? You know, I mean, we got issues with people trying to set stuff up on the backside and then come to the front side and it's all different. Man, do we need some black and white? I'm not saying black and white mean like your John Hancock. You know, you're talking about your signature, you know. I mean, do we need to meet up just like they do any other time? Two people meet up, what's your differences? Stip what you're going to stip. You got one person as a witness. And put it down on paper. Both parties sign and agree. And that's just what that is. And the person, whoever witnessing, everybody gets the copy. You understand? I'm just saying. I mean, maybe that's a bit left field. I don't know. But if y'all got a better way, please let me know. Because at the end of the day, it's a whole lot of folk that's supposed to be paying, that ain't paying. A whole lot of people, man, pretending they had a bet and didn't. A whole lot of people had a bet and didn't get paid. I mean, I'm just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? Acting as though they talked to somebody and really didn't talk to them and then cleared it up in there. I just want to know. I mean, let's put it out there because at the end of the day, the fans are coming to see with us. I mean, they're coming to see us, y'all. You understand me? And if we promised the fans a race and did not, and the race did not happen, I feel like they should have an explanation why. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, some of them drove far and, you know, and near, but to watch a certain race, to watch a certain two cars go down the track, and for whatever reason, if they did not go down the track, I mean, you know, it came to my attention that they should have an explanation why these two cars didn't go down the track for whatever reason. Not just some, oh, it didn't happen. No, they need an explanation because they feel as though they paid their money. They come there to see whatever particular car they was coming to see, or truck, and it didn't happen, and they want to know why. Fans, y'all. I'm just, hey, don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. That's just what that is. So if you got a question about that, man, push the one button, man, because, hey, I'm just telling you, y'all, I told y'all, you know I keep me up to the street. So I'm just being 100, man. Sorry, y'all, my bad. I accidentally tapped that button. My bad, the show ain't going off. I made a mistake. But anyway, man, y'all push the one button, man, and help your boy out with that, man. I'm just trying to figure something out. Because, y'all, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know, well, first of all, let me say it like this right here. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. This is a non-denominational show. I ain't tied in with now Tom, Dick, or Hoppo, and please believe me when I say that. This is sponsored by me. No doggone about it. You feel me? So I can do and feel and say what I want to do and feel. If you don't like it, oh, well, find another show to listen to. So I'm going to put it out there like a CIE. That's just what it is. You understand me? So I ain't going to be holding back on nobody just because you hold a nice little title or you got a big name. Man, your name ain't no better than the man name sitting down there in front of the store drinking a beer. So at the end of the day, you just zip your pants like I zip mine. You are lying and be conniving just like the next man. So I'm just being 100, y'all. If y'all seen something down there you didn't really like, you thought maybe you was going to see something that didn't take off like it should, hey, man, you might not didn't get a chance to put it on another show. You may have wanted to say it and didn't get a chance. So here it is. Haters Shake a little. You know, little old Haters Shake, you know. Little rough around the edge. You're more than welcome to come on this side and voice your opinion. That's just what that is. And I'm going to be honest with you. Opinions are like buttholes. We all got them. So I'm just fucking it up. So, well, bottom line, man, do what you do. I'm going to put mine out there. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a race I really and truly, really, really and truly want to see. I want to see Trevor Troy and that dude that's supposed to have been out from out of town, man. That's one race I really wanted to see, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I know I probably shocked you. You probably thinking I was going to see a nut, but I mean, they all right, too, but I've been lied to for quite some time on them races there, and they never happened. But Trevor Troy race, I really wanted to see that, you understand me? And he was down. He was locked and loaded, you understand me? He was ready to battle, you know? So, I mean, there's a few others, you understand me? And there's a couple of gentlemen that's a bit upset on you know, they don't want to come on and voice their opinion out for whatever reason, but they're a bit upset, one for sure. Is a bit upset. He felt like he should have won one of the events out there. He felt like he should have won one of the events. He said, man, I went through there. Supposed to went, it did what it's supposed to do. Why I didn't get paid? Well, I'm going to leave it right there. I ain't going to go no further. I ain't going to speak on that. I'm going to let that man, if he chooses to come on and speak on it, go ahead and welcome. You know, I understand. I got heard with the beginning of the show. You know, the last early part of the week, I made it clear that, hey, your name didn't get called for whatever reason, however that went down. You know, I don't know what kind of mix-up it was, but it was some type of mix-up. And people feel like, you understand me, that they should have got paid or they should have got the money's out to deal. I'm going to leave it right there. Hey, if you want to speak on it, go ahead and welcome. It's out there. That's what that is. But, hey, man, that's how we're going to do it tonight. It's a few things on the table. It's more than one topic. Yes, sir. We got a few things to talk on because we need to get it out there, man. We really need to get it out there. And guess what? The fifth watcher, the fifth watchers are curious. Why is it, Haters Shaker, we come down here, drive all these miles, I'm going to tell you word for word, of all these miles down here, man, and didn't get a chance to see half the races we were supposed to see. The stuff we really supposed to see, they've been harping on for months, man. It did not happen. Why? Hey, man, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, but I will put it out there. So if one of the promoters want to come on, speak on it, that's fine. If they don't want to come on, speak on it, that's fine, too. I really don't care personally. I really don't. I ain't going to lie to you. I really don't give a rat's tail. But the people that puts the money in the system, that puts the money in your pocket, that puts the money up for these other folks, because your fans is what's paying you, you understand? I mean, these races ain't really making it happen for you. It's the fans. So at the end of the day, and I was a fan long before I was a racer, but at the end of the day, the fans want to know why. Why it did not happen. And they want a legitimate reason why, not just because somebody was feeling themselves or wasn't feeling themselves. However, the folks feel like they got a reason to know. And they feel like they should know without being asked why it didn't happen. They feel like the explanation should have been thrown out there. Oh, every race that did, I'm just saying you word for word, man. Hey, don't shoot me. Get infrared off me, mister. I ain't the one. Get infrared off me. I'm just letting you know, the people want to know why in the hell half these races did not take place. That's that. I seen a lot of them that did. I enjoyed myself. I had fun. I'm going to be honest with you. Even in the rain, I played dominoes, barbecue, did what I do, man. You know me. I'm going to do me. This is all recreation for me. This mess don't put no money on my table. Don't put no bills on my table. Don't take no bills off my table. I'm just being honest with you. You understand? But at the end of the day, it's all fun and games. So that's how I take it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what that is. So y'all want to push the one button, you're more than welcome. If not, you want to sit back in the queue, that's fine, too. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of people that's supposed to show up down there didn't even show up at all, too. I mean, hey, man, let the people, let's talk to the people, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Talk to the people, man. You know, when you get a little kid come up to you and ask who you is and what you all about, man, that's a beautiful thing, you know. And believe it or not, the small guys, I'm talking about myself, Big Wald, Undertaker, you know what I'm saying? Small people. I ain't talking about the big old names. Small guys. And believe it or not, y'all, we got a fan club. Yes, indeed, we do. I'm talking about Big D, Charlie Boy, Hyman. Man, these little kids, man, walking around there asking questions about where this person is, where that person is. Trip me out. I'm like, oh, what you even know about these folk names? And the thing of it is, man, these folk they really want to know y'all. They just don't know how to go by finding out. You know, they want to talk to the right person, but they really don't know who to talk to, because everybody's so caught up into themselves. Everybody doing their own thing. You know, I mean, come on, man. This is the new generation. This is the generation here that's gonna really be, you know what I'm saying, that's gonna get this thing going to the next level. So I'm just saying, I'm just being honest with you fellas, real talk. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. We are what you call, man, we the people that people come to see. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We do this thing because everybody else ain't able to do it, but we are able to do it, and we good at it. You know what I'm saying? Some not, some is. But hey, man, I don't want to get caught up. The pot boys, the ones who chopped chin head out, who, you know what I'm saying, got chin out there and made him nervous and really like, hey, man, I ain't going to lie, that was an upset. Y'all tell me what your upsets was. That was one of mine. I ain't going to lie. I really and truly just knew Dr. Back. I'm like, chin them, man, ain't no way. They got that covered. You know what I'm saying? Chin them, they going to cover this dude. They ain't no problem. You know what I'm saying? Man, them boys that got the money. However it happened, they read the other boy, red lit, whatever. It is what it is. That's how you race. That would have never happened if he didn't get up there. So, and I'm sure you got some recaps on other shows, but you didn't get it my way, on my show. So that's what that is. God damn it. So at the end of the day, man, y'all more than welcome again. Do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Come on in. Have it your way. You know what I'm saying? I see a few people on here that had some questions talking during the week and didn't want to ask their question for whatever reason. Well, guess what? Now it's your chance. Come on in and ask your question. Oh, it was something else that took place, too, that I want to bring to the table. You know, I'm going to say it like this right here. I'm not trying to reiterate anything. I'm not trying to dig in a scab or an old wound. But just going to keep it real. We all men and women, okay? These shows really don't have a specific gender, you know what I'm saying? Who going to do this and who can do this? Who can talk about this? Who can talk about that? We asked y'all to keep it down, really, on my level, two words, the N word and the B word. I can't do them, y'all. I don't like them. We do it, but it's not good for the game at all. It's just respect level for one man and another man, the N word and the B word. Well, it was something happened on another show. Well, another gentleman came in and they said something that they really didn't call neither one of those words. They just asked if you can get off of certain, you know, individuals, if you will. And it kind of ruffled up a few feathers. I got a few calls. I got a few texts. Hey, it is what it is. The people's a little concerned, you know, and they just, you know what I'm saying, people's concerned. And that's just what that is. Well, question about that, man. Push the one button, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, personally, I really didn't see any harm in it. I mean, maybe it was the way it was approached. I mean, because we get on here, we say stuff crazy to one another all the time. I'm talking about day in and day out. We talk upon each other clothes, man. We tell each other to suck this and eat that, man, all the time, man. You know, we what you call ranking on one another, some of y'all call it high sliding on one another. Well, this individual came in and she felt. She said what she wanted to say. And boy, look at him. I ain't gonna lie, the whole show got quiet for a little bit. Quiet, man, you understand me? So I'm gonna be real with you. I wasn't tripping because at the end of the day, I like Lisa Shotwell. Now, hold up. Let me get before you get it twisted. Lisa Shotwell was not the person who was talking. But Lisa Shotwell holds a strong voice in this game, real strong voice in this Bush game. And she got a voice, man. Please believe me. You know, and Lisa Shotwell is, you know, a little more age than this other person that was over there talking. Well, no one has ever said anything, and I'm not pointing a finger at anybody that corrected the person or anything like that, but this was brought to me. I'm just repeating it. But no one never said anything to Alisa Shotwell or how she feel about certain things and what she do about a certain thing, you know. Nobody said anything. So now this person feels the why they saying is something to me when they didn't say anything to Alisa Shotwell. Is it because Alisa Shotwell's name is a lot stronger than this particular name? Or is it because, you know, this person is a lot younger than Alisa Shotwell? Or maybe this person just don't drive a car, had a race car, or was affiliated with a race car like Alisa Shotwell? I don't know. But this is us now. So I'm just putting it out there. I told y'all, man, I'm not being messy. I'm only putting it out there for what it is. People want to know the business, man. No, that's just what that is. So at any time, man, hey, man, it is what it is. It's your boy, Hated Shaker. I'm not trying to. I don't get into nothing. Y'all know that. I'm 100. But that's just what it is. That person feels as though it was an issue there, and they feel like it shouldn't have been. Why do I need to correct myself? This person didn't talk to me indirect, but why do I need to correct myself when, you understand me, you know, everybody else can come on and of a different gender and say things, do things and act out, or even on the microphone, and they're never corrected. What you use the term, like someone used the term acting ladylike. So, I don't know, man. Push the one button, tell me what you think about it. you know, hey, man, it's got a nice show going on here. I'm looking at these lines that are filling up. You know, I mean, the end of the day, y'all run the show. I'm just listening in. Hold on one second. Got somebody want to chime in. Trouble Troy, what's going on, buddy?
What up? I'm all late and shit. What were you talking about?
Oh, Trouble Troy, we just laced up. Trouble Troy, I hadn't talked about so much stuff. It's a crying dog on shame. But I will tell you this. I did mention your name a while ago. It was one thing that I would have loved to see, and that was your race that didn't happen. You understand me? You know, the one that you had. Yeah, I really wanted to see that race. And I was just curious on, has anybody else had any races out there that they really wanted to see that just didn't happen for whatever reason? And the fans wanting to know, you know, saying why that some of these races didn't happen. Because they feel like, hey, man, we pay our money. We want to know why this race didn't happen. We don't want to just go on and that's over with. No. Why it didn't happen? So I'm going to put
right,
it out
right.
there. You know.
Well, I'm a fan, you know, and a driver. So I would have liked to see that Hannibal and Horace race. They was supposed to race. Don't know why they didn't go off. Shit. Wasn't Ragtop feeling somebody else was supposed to race?
Yeah, to my knowledge. I thought they was locked in. Ragtop and somebody, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if it was Junior or I don't know. I can't remember, but I know
Junior was there. Ragtop was there without a car, but you know, you never know why these things don't happen. You don't know, you know, what the excuse is, because that's what it boils down to, is an excuse, you know, because we all made the trip there. We all knew it was a high percentage chance of rain, but we all still showed up, you know. And hats off to San Antonio Raceway for running that track three times, back to back to back, and allowing us to still race, you know, because a lot of tracks won't do that. Trust me, we got one at our hometown won't do that. If it's sprinkled on that sun gun, they're going to shut the bitch down, excuse my French. But, you know, but hats off to him for getting that track to come back around and, you know. But, yeah, there's a couple races that didn't go off that I would like to see, you know. Like I say, the main one, I would like to see Hannibal and Horace get it off.
Oh, just got a text, Trouble Troy. Just got a text. They asked why didn't Off the Chain and Batman race? They just got a text. You know what I'm saying? 6971, come on in, man. So I don't know.
This is Richard. Thanks. Hey, this is Richard.
What's up, Richard?
Hey, Horace and them are going to race on in Sam's race. That's when they're locked in.
Okay.
They're locked in for Memorial Day.
Oh, good deal. Yeah. Fan want to know what happened to Batman and Off the Chain. They asking the question. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just a messenger. So I don't know.
Think Batman said he broke a rocker arm. He broke a rocker
arm.
Batman said he broke a rocker arm like Birdman did. He broke a rocker horn.
Oh, wow.
Hey, leave it up to Richard. He going to get some shit started. I bet the motherfucker one button's going to go.
Man, I've been ducking dogs in that name.
I told you, I'm going to start using that one for the rest of the year, man. I broke a rock on, man. I can't.
Yeah. I broke my rock on. My boost controller.
You know, goddamn well, we got about five extra of money motherfuckers around. In the trailer, in the toolbox, everywhere.
I think a lot of people ducked a lot of ass whooping this last weekend is what happened.
Who you think, Doug?
I ain't going to say nothing, but I know Birdman was scared of Tree Man, so he ducked that ass whooping no matter how you look at it. I know I get some shit started, but truth be known, he was scared when he seen those two fucking hits and his rock arm broke.
Okay. Who else that might have ducked a little bit, man? I mean, I don't even know who's all locked in. I know a lot of people, you know, supposed to be locked in. But, you know, that Hannibal car locked in with one race or two races?
Hannibal was locked in with Tracy, right?
Oh, off the chain. It sure was.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, what happened? I mean, man, these people want to know about this stuff, man. I mean, telling y'all, this is what's coming to me. I'm just a messenger. But they're like, man, what happened to these races? They pumped on them and hopped on them for months. What happened? Hey, the singer, I'm like, man, I don't know. No, I mean, so I'm putting it out there. I'm asking a question. Y'all guys, please help us out. But what happened? You know, I mean, fans want to know. They say people just kind of breezing on through it without a good explanation. And some say they traveled real good to see a few of these races. So I don't know. Double Troy, you know, we sat in the rain for a minute. We were soldiers, boy. We the richest dog. We sat in the rain, man. Playing dominoes and ate barbecue.
Yes, man. Played game
dominoes. Eating boudin. Eating some boudin, too. Don't forget about that boudin.
Yeah. Hey, y'all, Batman want to come in. Come on in, Batman.
Oh, man, I was checking it out, man. See what's going on, man. What's up, y'all? What's up, girls? World? What's happening? What's happening?
Nothing much, man. We just topping it up, man. And I was letting the fellas know, letting the people know what the fans are saying. And, you know, they're a little concerned and a little curious. They trying to figure why some of this thing didn't happen back then. They figured there was a lot of races that was promoted, but nobody actually never got them off. I got a text about 5 minutes ago, spoke on your race and off the chain and Trouble Charger said Hannibal was supposed to run somebody else. And, you know, it was just a few races that people, I wanted to see Trouble Troy and that other guy, but he didn't show up. So Troy got paid the fuck
well,
out.
I mean,
so,
but, you know, a lot of people don't understand this. They act like it was sunny and 90 degrees. You know. A lot of them races that was supposed to go down didn't go down because a lot of people turned around because they were afraid of the weather, you know.
I mean, that is the unguarded truth on that. And, I mean, as far as my race is concerned, like I told you, I broke a rock on at 3:30 that evening. I didn't make it down there until about 11:30, 12 o'clock. You know, Friday evening, stayed there by 3 or 4 o'clock, you know, talking to the race that was there. So, I mean, my deal with this is we all want the best when it comes to looking forward to these races and everything. But a lot of races don't understand is that there's a lot of detailed stuff that people don't understand where all these cars can go wrong, man. You got these cars sitting there waiting. You couldn't these cars and something can go wrong with these cars just as easy as that. And I know to each and everybody, you know, everybody has different parts in their car. A lot of these parts you just can't go get overnight. You know, you go down to the super shops or to some of the race shops and get. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you know, like I say, I'm just a messenger, man.
It's a lot of people be running races, you know, do what they do, man. But like I said, it's very simple, man. Like I tell anybody, man, takes the hell to ever get these cars out, man. You know. Time and effort, you know, and man, some days you can get these cars off and get them up and running. Some days you can't. It's just the way it is. And then, like I said, you never know what transpires in everybody's life every day. You know, people plan on a lot of stuff, but I guarantee you this: it's been many times I'm planning on a lot of stuff and didn't even get a chance to go to the track because of some in my own personal life was going on or something that I had to do. So you have to look at all that stuff, man. You know. It, getting to a track with a car and racing is one thing. It's getting to a track and having another problem is another. So, you know, I haven't seen not one time that sometimes that's why you get a lot of lock-in, just in case some of the races don't fall through. At least you do have some to see.
Right. I understand. I mean, I'm with you, Batman. Things happen, you know. And we all kind of get caught up with that. Sometimes things do happen, you know. And it's just the fans, man. And see, Batman, sometimes they don't get on. They don't know your show. They don't know, you know what I'm saying? They don't know your show. They don't know Casey's show. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just some people on mine is just don't do the other. Some people on yours don't do mine. But these are fans that I'm getting texts throughout the day saying, look, man, why these races didn't happen? You know what I'm saying? I mean, let the truth be told, your bar was on the lot. You know, off the chain was there. You know, I mean, I guess the question was, that DJ was there, but the car wasn't there, to my knowledge. I don't know. I mean, these are things that are thrown in the air. You understand me? So they kind of just using me to push me out there, see me with the being a part. Hey, to check and find out what happened. So there I am trying to ask what happened, man. DJ was there, but the car wasn't there. Hannibal did not come or whatever. And these are, and he had two races, to my knowledge. You know, so I don't know. And
yeah.
I
can understand that, you know, but sometimes it goes down like that, man, you know. I mean, you know, like I told him, I had every intention of bringing on, that's for sure. But, I mean, during the week, a lot of races out there, yeah, hell, they either bullshitting on the lock cans and, you know, playing a whole bunch of stuff, man. So not giving that just excuse of bringing my car because I love bringing my car racing. But, and then, like I said, on Friday night, they ended up breaking that rock home. So I'm like, I'm going to get on down here because I'm already running late because, like I said, one, I was one of the promoters that was there to promote the race, and I wanted to make sure everybody else was there and did what we supposed to do as a promoter. You know, sometimes you got to put yourself to the side and put your shit to the side to make sure that shit go right, you know?
Yeah, I understand because you was there when I got there, Batman, that morning, you know, you set us in, so you was there, you know, so. I understand, you're right, man. But I don't
know
the things,
Batman.
Go ahead.
And that was early that morning, about 8:30.
Yeah, it was early.
8:30, 9 o'clock. So, like I said, I didn't need a checkup. I'm up 4 o'clock a.m. So, you don't understand my time in between. No, I really sleep done. I stay up all that night and all that day, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, is some of these races going to happen again on another? Do the lock in? Y'all gonna relock in or what, man? I mean, what's going on?
I ain't got no problem with it, man. I'll come to the race. But I tell you what, though, when they do see me, I ain't gonna turn back. I ain't gonna turn around. I'm trying to be there on the 29th, for sure. But like I said, you know, that's what that is, though, you know?
Can you and Tracy go ahead and let the fans kind of ease their mind and let them know that race can't get locked up again? I mean, you know, can y'all lock that up? And let's
see
that race up.
Trey, yeah, Trey said right now, car's down, so that's because we should be pushing on them or something that's down.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. I don't show how much I pay attention. I didn't know, you know. I'm trying to speak for the people, man. Okay, I'll chain is down. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, they said the carburetor broke on.
Oh, okay, carburetor broke. Oh, okay. I understand, man. I mean, you know, what about the Hannibal? Didn't you want to see him too?
No, I don't do nothing with Hannibal. Cause me and DJ, we ain't seeing eye to eye, so I'm gonna leave that alone.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand. Hey, man, I'm just Batman. I'm not trying to put you on nobody. I'm just asking the question so the people can understand. Batman did race. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people were looking forward to this race. So that's how, you know, believe it or not. Even myself, I was too. I mean, hell, I'm
looking forward
to this.
A lot of people don't know. I'm looking forward to more than anybody. So, yeah, I just spent money. I'm looking forward to anybody to go down the track. You think I ain't?
Yeah. That's out of time. But Batman, what else going on? What's new? I mean, you know, we need to know,
well,
man.
Well, they say Nightmare going to somebody tonight. They killed them. We'll find out what's going on with that.
What's that?
Say Nightmare going in on somebody's ass tonight on Fred 48.
Really?
Batman, you going out there to watch?
Yeah, try to get my ass out of work right now.
Oh, okay.
Where's 48?
They got another car.
Oh, Oh, they got another car. Okay, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Man?
it's a white Camaro with a black hood, Pose.
Oh, okay. I better correct me. Help me out. Okay, I'm going to say I ain't fooling with it no more. Nightmare going ahead and said I might want to sit down somewhere. You know, he make it right. Yeah, we make something happen. That's it. Trevor Tribe, I got a question for you, Trevor Tribe.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Tribe, Lil' Greedy slap me. Lil' Greedy slap me, Trevor Tribe. You my boy, though, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look. He slapped you right. He slapped me, but I was trying to slap the cowboy shit out of him before he left. But he wouldn't let me.
Oh, he wouldn't let. Okay.
No, he wouldn't let me.
Oh, so he was ducking truck.
Yeah. Yeah, he made you wear them pink panties, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, he put the panties on the truck. God, I had to wear them proud, man. I had to just see Mel. That was. They had to do on that one, bro. It is what it is, man. Definitely, man. But, man, what did y'all see, man? I mean, I'm not trying to recap anything out there, y'all. But what did y'all see that we could have done differently? You see what I'm saying? I understand the whole little weather. We can't predict the weather, y'all. It is what it is. You understand me? With Mother Nature going to speak first. You know what I'm saying? Everything else going to come behind it. Because we have to run outside. Now, until somebody come up and spend the money, but we can out head on it. And get an indoor grudge track, boy, look at here. You know what I'm saying? It'd be on in pocket. But until that happens, we got to keep dealing with the elements, you understand me? So, I mean, hey, man, but I got a question for you, everybody on this line right now. Do we need to put a contract, when I say a contract, a black and white contract, when it comes down to locking in a race? Because a lot of this mess ain't being respected, man. I just want to know, there's a contract needed. But you sign, I sign, and everybody on the same page. You got a copy, I got a copy. So nobody can go back on their word.
I don't think it's that serious. You know what? Hey, Shaker, it ain't that goddamn serious, man. I mean, you know, my thing is this, man. If your word ain't shit, you ain't shit, man. You know, if you can't go on with a person, say, hey, man, we're going to go on lock in, and this what this is, if you don't come back. They don't think it don't. The same thing you do to people, it's going to come back. You follow what I'm saying? So I don't think it's that damn serious, man. We got individuals out here that want to play that bullshit, man. You know, let them do it. I just don't want them spoiling for everybody else, man. You know, don't everybody else out in the grudge world, don't be like that, man. You know, if you're going to lock in. Lock in is something that you can afford to lose, man. You know, if you can't be there or show up. You know, we that reason why you ever see me, man. If I lock in, it's going to be 200 on something. It ain't going to be nothing 500,000. I ain't got it like that. I can stand a little 200 if I can't show up or whatever.
Right. I mean, I agree. But, too, y'all got to look at the aspect. I mean, these cats these days need to get pumped up before they race somebody. All I need is some concrete. You know, that's where the shit's getting missing, you know. I end up becoming like WWE around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all motherfuckers on the talk show superstars and shit, and then when they get a cut, they ain't got no wind in their lungs no more. They can't. They don't want to race. They don't want to talk. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. I try to avoid locking in. I just like showing up at the set, doing my thing, because I don't like have expectations if I can't make it. You know, all cutting sheds, this and that, blah, blah, blah. No. You know, I just like going to the track. If I don't have a lock in, no big deal. Because it's like, y'all say, any two cars to race, I can find somebody to race when I get there. And that got me for a whole lot of money just to do so, or get in a shootout. You know? But, I don't know. It's a need one scared, one glad these days. You know, everybody's scared to take a loss. I mean, shit. There's nothing wrong with losing this shit. You go there, as long as you go there to win with your best effort, shit, I don't find nothing wrong with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Man, I'm studying in Texas, man. I don't know why people want to call in to the show, but I'm studying in Texas, y'all. Texas just came in and say, why is people coming to the show, coming to the track at these shows, and they're sitting up here testing it the whole night, testing and tuning the whole night. People like Big D. Hey, man, I
don't
have nothing to do with this.
Hey, you going to piss Big D off, boy.
Ooh. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with this, right? That's my boy. I'm just reading my text, man. I'm just saying, dog. You know. Oh, damn. Here's another one. Don't leave Iron Man out. Hey, man. What's y'all get on this show? Y'all get on here. I ain't got to do with this, man.
Hey, whoever that texted you, them motherfuckers speaking the truth, but on the real. Man, make them call the show. I just want to hear them say
that
out loud.
I ain't done nothing wrong, Troy. These folks are mad at me.
We had a good time anyway, you know.
And hey, on the pop goes the tree man, because tree man really doing this thing, man. He's driving the shit out of the car now. He done settled down. He done got comfortable. He doing the same thing with DJ did. Took DJ a while, get his ass to calm down to drive his little shit. But Bert, I mean, old tree man doing this thing, man. It's all good, man. Ain't no hard feelings. We all good, man. It's going to happen again.
That's what it's all about, you know.
Yeah.
But you're saying it ain't
going to
happen at H&P. Is that what you're saying? I heard.
Oh, man, it ain't going to happen at H&P. It can't happen there, man. It can't happen there. Them took cars running. They running too fast for H&P, man. It ain't going to happen there.
You know, you're saying you want to run them out the back door.
Yeah, you gotta keep going. Got to keep trucking. You know, because Tree Man rolling, man. He rolling. You know, we got to keep trucking with him. You know, we got to get a longer track, boy. We can make sure we can have a step down room. You know, but it is what it is, you know. I got faith in Black Girl. Oh, Black Girl came out the other day and was sitting up for 3 years in the garage, just put spark plugs and gas in that hole and come out there and race. You know, hey.
They
come out there and race. You know, cause, you know, dress a bit under the weather for like 2 years, you know, but it's still good, man. We still good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good to race, man. We're not ever going to go down one day. We did it before, you know. We got to win before because Tree Man car broke. But now he got us this time, you know. But he's going to go out again, man.
Right.
It's all good, man.
I know for a fact, nigga, I ain't the brightest man in the world, but I ain't the dumbest man. I know for a fact that y'all ain't going to lay down and take that one. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I do know.
Well, you know that, man. You know that's the second black car. That ain't the first black car now. The great big brother's a bad bitch, too. You know, that's second brother.
We got another brother,
too, the oldest brother.
But it is what it is,
you know, but we're going to do a thing with the second brother right now, you know.
Okay.
You know, go out again, you know, we might have to pull out the top brother. You know, I don't know.
Man, it must be nice, man, to just pick and choose which race car you want to run. Man, that must be a beautiful thing. You know, I can't even go in the garage and pick out which damn car I want to drive, let alone race car I want to race. You know?
You know how that go, man. It may have been blessing, you know. He, thank God he's still here with us, you know, all the shit he went through, man, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all good, man. But like I said, everybody got their opinions, man. They ain't hating on nobody, man.
Oh, no, man.
Dress is one of the private, man. He ain't tripping about that.
No, shit. Ain't no way.
I think Birdman seeing no goddamn car running. He goddamn fell on his face with that dude. Everybody speak their opinion. I'm speaking my. I think he really can check it out on that race to mess with Tree Man or Dressel.
Okay.
Because remember, we race a blown car. And we slapped the shit out of that blown car.
Right. That's true.
We terrible car, you know. Hey, we slapped shit out of that one. You know. And then after that, he seen Tree Man and Dressel went through there. So I mean, he's all shit now. I ain't going to give him a chance to kick my motherfucking ass. I'm like, King me. You didn't want $75,000.
Yeah.
Shit. You had 74 because you sure gonna get your head drug.
That's just what that is, y'all. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Nick, I got a question for you. I seen that race one time last year, and it's been real quiet here lately. Where are we gonna see you at Nightmare and them get it on with the Nova, man, with Lil Sunny? I mean, is that something that ever happened again? I'm just curious. I'm not being messed. I'm just curious, you know.
It might happen again, man. It might happen again. I mean, me and Smooth out each other all the time, man. We're going to do it again, man. It's just, you know, this is struggles and shit, man. But right now, it ain't cooking up right now, though. You know, right now, Lil Son going to be in the bushes on the 29th at Atticus race. Just waiting for a car called Hannibal. We could take some of the paint off that bitch. Head up. You know?
Yeah. Why you say paint?
You know, yeah, go take some paint off that something, bitch. Yeah, whatever it is.
Why you say paint, though, Dickie? Because
I'm trying to tell you a little thing. Because little son needs some paint.
That's exactly where I was going. Oh, man, that's
cool. Yeah. But it's all good, man. Go DJ. DJ Waters again in the back tie. I said, goddamn. Be a man, goddamn. Get head up with us. I mean, shit. I mean, hey, we ain't doing that, man. You said it like we said it because you lied about it. That don't mean shit.
Right.
That motor than that car, this old probably bigger than our motor.
Right.
You know, small town. Hey, I can't help you, sir. You should have fixed it up 4 weeks.
Hey man, I got a question for somebody. Everybody on the line that can hear me. Do anybody have a bone stock 1050 Dominator? I need one. Bone stock Dominator. Not a 1150, not a 1250. I need a 1050, man. Not to change shift gears on y'all. But I had to put it out there while it was on my mind. And I need a carburetor, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll tell you what they say. I look in the junk box here and say I got one out there.
Okay, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. I sure appreciate it. And if anybody looking for a badass 1150, I got one, man. Badass 1150. I mean, it's been redone, man. I just got some spending about $800 on it. I mean, new boosters and all that. It's got that old, you know, the bottom of a soda water can look. It's got all that. Yeah, man, it's got all that there now, man. But 469-9734, come on in, man.
What's going on? Hey, it's Jacob. Appreciate you opening my mic. What's up, girls? Where the street sweep? What's up with it?
What's up, Bo? Going down.
Oh, man, I can't call it. Shit. I was hearing y'all talking about some parts, man. Shit, I need some parts, too. I need to get anybody got some parts for sale. I need to get some parts. But that carburetor you talking about a little bit too big for me though, bro. I need an ignition box. That's what I need. I need a box. So anybody got a box for sale or you know, just let me know, man. I'm looking for some parts.
Okay. Street sweeper needs some parts. You looking for a 7531 or just a 72?
Yeah, 7531.
I thought it was 34.
Shit, I got one of the boxes for sale.
Hey, what you? Okay, Richard. Yeah, in that case, I get with you after the show then. Immediately
yeah,
after the show.
Y'all know how we do it. We all family around here, man. You know what I'm saying? This is the Hate Checker show, y'all. I told y'all we don't trip out like this. It's however and whatever. Maybe around here. It's love, you know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's out there, put it out there. But keep it real though, y'all, you understand me? We do need to keep this race alive, this blood race alive, y'all. I mean, you know what I'm saying? From my knowledge, man, it wasn't no accidents or anything like that. I think everything went through that pretty smooth to my knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure, but it looks as though everything, you know, I wasn't always in the line, but I don't remember nobody being shut. I don't remember the track being shut down for a very long time either. You know what I'm saying? So it must have been everything must have been running pretty smooth. So that's the thing, man. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody got any other questions, man, or concerns, man, y'all more than welcome, man. Holler at the phone, you know what I'm saying? So we try to get some shit flying on some stuff, man, because we got to really get ready to come up. And when I do say we, because I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I know y'all probably look at me and say, I may sound crazy when I say this, but it's the truth. This our race, y'all. You understand me? That race we just had was our race. That one individual or three individuals could say it's theirs, but without the spectators, without the racers, you ain't got yourself enough people that ran in the big ass track. You know what I'm saying? So that's us. We all play the part in this thing, man. So I'm just gonna keep it 100 to be real. So this next race coming up on the 29th, you know what I'm saying? Those of you who's going 10, that's our race. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? If they want to put a title on and put a name on it, that's fine. But at the end of the day, that's our damn race. You know what I'm saying? For real. So, I mean, you know, that's just how it goes. So without us, we won't have no race. You know, so that's just the truth about it. So that's what these shows is for, is to help better the situation, better the races, man, so we can kind of get everything, you know, put everything up to par like we're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody got any more concerns, man, if anybody got shot, they want some get back. You know what I'm saying? However you want to put it, most welcome. Cause Lil Greedy, I do want to see you again, sir. I don't take that lightly. I mean, we'll get together. You understand me? But I'm sure Smooth and them probably getting ready. They getting ready to do something tonight. Are they going to Kennedale? Y'all, they gonna do this in Kennedale?
Yeah, they're gonna do it in Kennedale.
Oh, Kennedale. Okay. Yeah, I know he probably over there with them. Uh-oh. Oh, y'all, I pissed some people out. Let me see what this is. Your mic is open. Let me see. I don't even see what's Undertaker, your mic is open.
Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, Grudge World? What's happening? Hey, it's Shago, Trouble Troy. Appreciate it, man. Hey, tomorrow, if you guys ain't busy, I know we got Radio Rumble going on, but UTR Racing and the Cavalcade Boys are throwing the first ever race block party. Block party, we calling it the Boys in the Hood. We doing something for the community. We got a bunch of sausage on a stick. We got hot dogs. We gonna have a couple of giveaways for the kids. If the weather permits, the trucks will be on display. Parents, you can come out, take pictures with your kids, with the trucks or with the drivers or however y'all want to do it. We just trying to do something for the community. And next weekend, myself and Cavalcade is going in the battle. We going straight off the trailer. Big Mama's going to get a little engine that could to break and see, you know, see what we can do with that as well. Also, from 2:30 to 4 o'clock, me and a couple of other racers got together. Just to name a few, Mr. Dan Da Vinci, Jackson Construction, Stewart Racing, Alicat Racing, Island Time Racing. We all got together. We're going to do something real, real big for the kids on May 29th. That's from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. If you come in, meet us in the media room. A lot of people don't know that HMP has a media room. Yes, they do. It's right across from the fuel island. We have signs out. You know, you know exactly where we are. We're going to do some more spectacular stuff for the kids. I don't want to announce it right now because I want it to be a surprise. You know, we told the kids last year we was going to keep up with them while they was in school, seeing their progress and everything. Well, we did. So here's the reward time. So those that come out will be rewarded real well. And you know, once again, you'll be able to take pictures. I will have T-shirts as long as they last. Now, I don't know how long that's going to be because they've been going pretty fast. But, yes, sir, we're going to do it real, real nice for the kids tomorrow. If the weather permits, we're definitely going to have a block party. Just stay tuned. I'll put something out there real soon for in the morning. 10 to 5 is the block party. 10 to 5 is at 5523 Collinsworth. That's at the corner of Collinsworth and Lockwood. You can't miss us. The women, they got balloons and all that stuff going to be posted out there. So just come on out, man. We're trying to do something. Cavalcade and UTR Racing is trying to do something for the community. So far as Stacy, Batman, I already talked to him. There will be no rematch at this time. So I'm going back on mute.
All right, all right. 832-3549, your mic is open, sir.
All right, y'all, what's up, Shaggy? This is Dre. I'm just listening. I might just go ahead and put I'm going to try to get out there and fuck with the water taking them tomorrow if you like to say the weather handle right.
Okay, okay, okay. Do me a favor, mute your mic for me, Dre.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, 214-7495, your mic is open.
What's going on, kinfolk?
What's up with it, baby boy?
Yeah, man, finna go out here and do a little something. I need to make a church announcement, if that's okay with you. Right?
And the flow is yours, sir. You congregation, y'all just... go ahead, sir.
Members, families, and friends, we have a young man that is desiring to be baptized. So I thought we'd open up the doors of the church tonight and baptize one Mr. Tony Thorne. The man has led away with life, so we decided to put him in the box and lay some water on him and put hands on him and see if we can reverse the evil and sin that has taken over his life. We will be at the Church of Kennedale tonight. Service starts at 9 p.m. Dress is casual. And for all those who like to witness this baptism, please be on time. That's all the church announcements I got for the day, Ken folks. Give it back to you right now.
All right, man. Hey, man. Boy, y'all cold off, man. Boy, I see. That's what that is, y'all. I mean, it is what it is. I'm going to keep it 100, y'all. You don't never know what you're going to get on this old show, man. So, man, they're going to go in the battle, y'all. They putting on the suit. That's gonna go get it. Better rest and get it. That's what that is. So Nightmare Man, good luck, y'all. Hey man, do what you do. Now dip that boy. Maybe he'll be a good candidate when he gets baptized.
We would like to see this man's name change, and we're gonna have to lay hands on it, a little water on it, holy water on it, see if we see some change in this young man's life.
Okay.
We all know, man, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
What a dude throwing off, man. Oh, man. Those of you who know what it is, man, that's going to be red, y'all. That's be red from Nightmare Team. So, that is. But, man, definitely appreciate you for being. We didn't know about it, so, hey. You know, somebody did mention somebody that was going to the battle, but we didn't know what was what. You know what I'm talking about. The eyes thing. You know what I mean? What happened with that?
Hey, a second.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what happened. He had that shootout of what had you up there, and it was supposed to have been a $500 buy-in. Well, he had a 20 car count, and that was $10,000 right there. The payout was supposed to have been 10. So, you know, if you got 20 car count and the buy-in was $500, there you go with the $10,000 right there. The track man came on Pro Style Joe show yesterday and clarified it all up. He asked I before they even had the race, do you have the money for them people for the winnings? So he was like, yeah, he got it. And the man said, well, put it on the table. Let me run it like that. So the man said, I didn't want to do that. He let I run it. So at the end of the night, when they had 1,100 people at the track or something, he said, at the end of the night, after he took all the expenses and stuff out of the track, Eyes ended up with $13,500. Okay. Everybody left. Everybody was gone except for one car, he said, that was sitting out there. One car with two guys sitting in. It was a blue car. The dude that on the track said he went and got his pistol because he thought they might have been trying to rob him or something. Well, mysteriously, I got that money and jumped in that blue car and burned out without paying Themo and Justin Curry now.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And then what he did do was he wired them $2,000, then he wired them another $2,000, then he told them that's it. That's all they getting. He not getting them no more when he owed them $10,000. So then he started putting these fake tickets on computer and stuff saying that he wired the money, he got everything straight, which that was a lie because they were doing the tracking on the tickets and they had canceled those transactions. So, you know, I still bought $6,000 in the red with Themo and Justin Curry.
Wow. Oh my God.
Can't nobody get a hold to him or nothing. They've been trying to call him all week. He won't answer nobody call. You know, nearby block everybody on Facebook. But yeah, that track man, he came on there and clarified everything. He had nothing to do with that.
Check this out though.
They were putting up a fund to try to help him where he could pay them people. I didn't even want to do that.
Really? Okay.
That's a bad jacket on your back.
Yeah. Oh man, that's gonna be hard to.
That's a bad jacket on your back, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, especially when somebody's trying to help you. I mean, if you fucked up, you fucked up. Somebody's still trying to help you, and you still don't want to respond. That's really kind of fucked up, man.
The track man said himself. He said he would have just helped. He probably would have got on his ass about it later, but he would have helped them pay them people just so shit wouldn't have came back like this. Because I got too big a name in the race game to be getting fucked up like this over little bullshit. But he say I ain't come at me. Didn't call me. Didn't tell him nothing. So bam, that's why his name is messed up now.
Wow.
That's one on me, man. I didn't know that's what that was all about.
You know, yeah, they won the shootout, and he didn't pay them nothing. They didn't get nothing that night that they won it.
I didn't. Okay. Well, I mean, like I say, Dre, I was just curious, man. You know what I'm saying? Instead of me just going off of this, that, and the other, I felt like I'd ask, you know what I'm saying? Somebody, that's why I say give me a clean verse. I mean, when I say clean, I ain't talking about clean without cuss words. I'm talking about clean without a whole bunch of makeup and, you know what I'm saying, and lies and, you know what I'm saying, and just because you don't like a person, that's all. So that's why I meant by clean. But I appreciate it. I feel like you told it for what it was, you know. Yeah, so that's what that is. All right, I appreciate it. But Undertaker, you get ready to say something a while ago?
No, y'all got it out there now, shit. I mean, I ain't never been to one of his races and don't plan on going, so yeah, it's all good.
Oh, okay. that is, man. Well, like I say, Undertaker again, man. Congratulations on your win, and look, boy, you're ready to go in the battle again. Boy, say, man, well, who y'all thinking that's looking pretty good this year, man? I know the rest of the season just got kicked out, but who looking pretty good? I mean, I'm just saying, you know. I mean, there's a few people. I mean, Pot Boys, they just jumped out of nowhere. They done run. I mean, what's going on? You know, I mean,
I'm gonna just say it like this, Shaka. There's a lot of hungry people. A lot of hungry people. A lot of people been caught up. No, we didn't have a race season last year. We really didn't. You know, due to the weather and everything. And right now, shit, everybody just sitting on their knuckles, you know, trying to let go. So
Yeah.
And I know myself. You know, I get all the testing in that I can. Hell, I went testing yesterday morning, had let my truck go with my brother. He don't know shit about hauling nothing, but I had to do that, you know, and so I can get ready for next weekend.
Right. I understand. I mean,
hell, I'm hoping I get to the house and everything's still intact. Shit. He ain't called me and I ain't talked to him, but you know, like I say, he don't know shit about strapping nothing down. Not like that anyway, you know. Hell, he a truck driver, right, but he don't know nothing about strapping shit down.
Well, you know what they say. No news is good news in the trucking world, Timbo.
Yeah, you right about that one. I just hope when I open the trailer in the morning, the tools and all that shit ain't all over the floor.
I think you'll be all right, big dog. I think you'll be good, man. I think you'll be good. So that's what's up. Well, I mean, I thought maybe, well, I'm sure Alicat, he'll probably come on another show or something, whatever, and broadcast his race or whatever. But y'all, it's going down, y'all, on the 29th. So, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got a lock, you just try to find you one. That's just the name of the game. That's the name of the race. Locking it. Good thing. But look here, man. It looks like everybody kind of laid back. You know what I'm saying? If anybody got any more questions or concerns or whatever, hey, man, what's on your mind? Put it out there.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. One second. Hey, Brandon, you and I, we talked earlier this morning. Think about that, man. Get at me, man. In order to get to the top, I got to go through all you grudge racers of the year. I got to go through y'all to get to the top. So I got one on the pooling table. I think I got one of the heavy hitters out of Dallas. I got him already tagged and bagged. I got some work to do. So y'all just get at me. Shaker, you already know me and you talk too, so. Don't be surprised if I tap on your shoulder Sunday.
Already.
Ain't no vengeance or nothing like that. I told y'all at the end of last year I was gonna do a whole lot of more racing. I think the old thing, you know, she's schooling. In order to get there, I gotta go through y'all. And I don't need nobody like a Donald Trump telling me, "Oh, you ain't raised nobody." Bullshit. I'm going to the top. No Leg,
right.
Hater, Shaker, Chin Racing. All them boys, they got a label. They got a name for themselves. And in order for the old Undertaker with that little slow-ass truck of his to get there, I got to go through them. So, y'all already know. I got to get you. All right, man. Ragtop, you done for. I ain't about to worry about you shit. Who else?
Wow.
I'm sorry. I said I was gonna be quiet. But the block party is tomorrow, man. Block party is tomorrow.
Hey,
we're gonna do our thing.
Wait, Undertaker, now I'll be damned. You ain't gonna slide through that one. Hold up now.
What?
Now that's one piece of me we both done had our hands on right there.
Wow.
All right.
Ain't you tired? Wait, let me say this. Ain't you tired of him?
Yeah, man, I'm sick of it, man. Somebody.
Oh, sloppy
seconds ain't all that bad.
Hey, man, y'all are lying, man. Wow.
No,
y'all
no,
gonna,
no,
y'all gonna use her up and then just put her to the side. Yeah.
Street sweeper, hold on.
All
right. We have had conversations, and then we have had dealings with this fellow, man. And, I really don't like his attitude at the end of the outcome if it's not favorable. You know what I'm saying? And this is a gentleman's sport. Yeah, we get upset, but take that in your trailer, around your truck, and, you know, kick your tires and turn all your toolbox over. But don't be out there in front of the people with all that, man.
Yeah.
You know, like Shaker said something earlier in the show, you know, the little people. We got fans. And here in the last 3 years, I got a lot of little bitty kids running around behind me. So what that looked like, Undertaker out there cussing and fussing with Ragtop because he lost. No, man, we going to shake each other's hand. We going to move on.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
That's what that is. But, you know, if Ragtop, like I say, I told you get your car ready, but we're going to lock the whole party in because I know you got to make multiple shakedowns, but I'm still going to dive on you from the trailer back. I'm still going to dive on you from the trailer. That's all that is. I'm going back on me.
It is. Will y'all please help me find me a carburetor, man? I need a carburetor, y'all. Quick, fast, in the damn hurry. Yeah. I mean, even if I had one to borrow, just I give it back. Just let me borrow it a good 1050. It ain't got to be nothing extra done to it. Just a bone stock good 350 that idle ceases, and I put it on my car, and that's good enough for me.
Tell Big D to get his. He ain't gonna use it. It's killing him.
Believe it or not, I called him.
Tell me to get his. It's killing him. He ain't put that 650
back on his shit. Nah, man. Shaggy don't want that old infected ass carburetor. Don't infect his shit, man. That sick ass carburetor. He don't want that sick motherfucker.
Oh, wow. I did talk to Big D, man, but Big D got what I got, so that ain't going to help me none. So, I mean, you know, and mine is fresh and good, but I can't do nothing with it. So anybody looking for a good, strong 1150, man, let me know. I had all the work done as devastating.
What's a hell of a deal? What you got a hell of a deal? Throw a number out there.
Oh, man, we'll talk. If you're interested in it, y'all know my number. Hit me up, y'all. Y'all hit me up, man, you know. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Hell of a deal to me after all the money I spent on $1,000, man. You can pick that song, son. I mean, they got the best of the best, Milton. I'm talking about Alan Field went through this sucker. Dan DaVinci done been through it. Dan DaVinci was the last person to touch. And it's got the best of the best on it. I'm going to be honest. So I'm talking about from the boosters to cams to the it got everything. Everything it's supposed to have and some. It's got it, I promise you. That's what I'm taking. I'm only doing that because, you know what I'm saying, I just want to transition over to the other. I ain't looking to make no money. I just want to, you know, transition. That's all. Yeah. All right. But definitely, man, y'all know anybody, put me out there. Y'all look out for your boys. You know what I'm saying? Look out for your boys. That's all I ask you. You know, I'm looking for something by tomorrow if I can. You know what I'm saying?
I just got a text. I'm being missed. What kind of compression with a carburetor like that do you have to have?
A compression? Well, compression. I ain't never did a compression test on it. So, the compression, you know, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't mind telling you my compression if you want to know. Do you want to know?
Oh, no.
That's what I need to know.
Yeah.
That's what I need. See, I'm asking
okay.
that question.
There you have it. There you have it.
I need to round up all the folks that's going that way.
Hey, man. Look here, shit, man. Look here. Yeah, I done bought a few CDs.
I done bought a few CDs
with all this money, man.
Now he wants to jump his ass back on the phone, look.
So what now?
Hey, it's a flag on the play.
It's a flag on the play.
Flag on the play. Personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Personal foul.
That
man gonna stand in the middle of the track, man. He gonna stand in the middle of the track.
Hey, what did he say, man? I missed it. I'm on his box getting loaded up.
I asked
which way you was going when you said you was going with the truck. And then Undertaker pushed the one button. I said, nah, that's Undertaker wants to jump his ass back in, but push the one button, jump back in on the phone again. Because he had got off.
Okay.
You know I'm traveling. You know I'm traveling, so I'm going through a different thing. Now, I'm going to just say this right here, and I appreciate you, too, for your support and everything that you do. I appreciate you very, very much. I went over my video looking around, and who do I see sitting on the right side of the track? Must we discuss that even further? And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, I saw you putting something way, way down deep in your pocket. Way, way down deep in your pocket.
Who you talking about, Street Sweeper?
I
want to know, because I who did you
see? Yeah.
Hey, the shaker. Down goes Frazier.
Brother Troy, what's on your mind, man?
I'm just saying, I seen a lot of hands in Houston hands too. I'm talking about some people that I said, I'm like, oh. Then they come bombarding my pit area and shit. Now I know.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't no big time or nothing like that, but my wife was handling some very fragile business. That's why the roast was up there, and I know them roasts mean keep out. I had some people just bombard my goddamn place over there, man, trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
What?
But look, man.
Hey, it wasn't me, because I asked, could I go under the roast?
No, Troy. Come on now. They know who they are. They knew who they are. I mean, they just bombarded my place and picking shit up, and I was like, what the fuck? But no, we had a special event going on, man, and it was dealing with the kids and some other stuff that we was doing. That's the reason why the roast was up there. So, you know, in all due respect, fellas, you know, if they up there, like Troy did, or Hater Shack, or whoever else. I mean, we good, but my wife is taking care of some other type of business is why they up there. And I don't need that conflict. That's all.
Right. That is, y'all. That's the housekeeping rules. That's housekeeping rules, y'all. You see a rope up? Get out. Stay out. Real simple until you get permission. So,
Hey, it's okay, brother. I appreciate the support, and I do the same thing.
And look,
I seen something,
and I like it. You got him where you needed him. I mean, he over there had his hood up. That man was all up under his car, had it jacked up on one side. And I'm like, oh, boy, why is he doing all that? I said, oh, no, you can't come to no event doing all that. So I'm a like Street Sweeper. I took my money. Well, I thought it should go. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was.
Hey,
brother.
But I just want to take time. I talked to Stacey earlier after the race and talked to him previously. But I just want to thank him and his camp, you know, for giving me the opportunity to even get in the box with a guy of that caliber. So, you know, like I said, I seen a bunch of hands in favor that right side of the track, but they was at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all.
Who you telling, boy? Look at him. It was nice, brother. It was nice.
It is, y'all. Another payday. Nothing happened. So, Taker, that makes you 1-0?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just putting it out there so people know, baby. Keep up with you. That's all.
What's going on with the Dallas, man? What's keeping up with the Dallas tallies, man? Who's keeping up with the Dallas tallies, man? Houston versus Dallas, man. Y'all just let this start, you know, fade to black or what? Let me know.
I told y'all I was going to keep up with this. I told y'all I was going to keep up with this. I was going to give y'all this Monday. I don't know if you heard it on my talk show, but
I'm
getting
I'm
all this talent together. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Me and all this talent together, yeah. Yeah, 2016, y'all know, and 10 y'all know update by Monday.
If I'm not mistaken, it's 2-1 right now, Street Sweeper.
Okay, 2-1. Dallas 2, we Houston 1.
No. We 2, Dallas 1.
No. Yeah,
okay.
My loss went. Yeah. My loss made
okay.
It work. Which one you call? You call Stacy? And Chien, correct?
Yeah, Stacy and Chien, and you the only one that
okay.
lost.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
But Batman, that's the easy count right there. So from here on in, we're gonna be slapping y'all for the rest of this year. I'm just saying. So get ready, Batman.
Yeah,
they're gonna be hard. It's
easy saying and done though. It's easy saying and done, guys.
Now who we gonna get to slap Batman, y'all? Who we gonna get, y'all? What call we need to get a hold of Batman, y'all, that can get it all, Batman?
Yeah, y'all got one call already. He's ducking. There's a couple of them ducking down now. They already in the weeds.
Like,
I ain't really looking. Yeah, there's a couple of them ducking.
Oh.
Yeah, who? I would like to know who on that
one. Y'all already know Bush near ducking. Y'all know that.
He really not. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
good. That's what we like to hear, y'all.
Yeah,
we like to hear that. We're going to get together on it. We're going to make something happen, y'all. Don't worry. We're going to all put our heads together. And, you know, we're going to get a hold. Because my knowledge is what? Greedy, Chin, Big Walt. Who else out of Dallas that's racing? Who else? Batman, Nightmare. Who else? That's five.
It's a little blue and yellow Mustang they introduced this weekend down there.
Okay, that's six. Who else? I mean, I don't know them like
that.
I mean,
that truck don't go no more.
Which one?
That is skin up yonder. Hey, he from the D-Town? That little white and skin. With some flames on it. I think he got flames on that motherfucker.
Oh,
you talking about
Johnny Boy?
Yeah, he from D-Town?
Yeah, he grudge. Hell, he was at the truck shootout down in Temple looking for a grudge.
Oh, okay. Well, he is from Dallas, though, right?
Fort Worth, somewhere over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just trying to put him out there, man, so we'll know, you know what I'm saying, maybe we can all head on and put them together and the hell out of each other and find out what's going on. So I think that'd be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Well, look, appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to go take the wife out to eat. So I appreciate y'all chiming in. We're going to get together and do this again, my brother. So until next week, do what you do. Y'all be careful out there, man. Y'all take care.
Yeah. Good job. Keep praying. This is out of control.